Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, who love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands.
Welcome!
We are your friends and hosts, Niza,
Frosty,
and Anna.
Woo! Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Episode 12.
I was gonna ask what episode.
Anna, learn to count, Anna.
It's been a long
We weren't gone that long.
It was like 3 or 4 weeks almost.
We have been gone for a while.
A very long time.
We have been gone for a summer vacation.
It was fun, kind of.
How was your summer, Anna?
It's too busy. I texted her. I was like, fuck the weekend. I was like, it's supposed to be relaxing and never, ever.
Anything exciting?
By her, she means Frosty. She just pointed at me. Oh. She forgets that it's a radio.
I forget. You guys can't see me. It was my little niece turned 13.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big step. Yeah.
Here it comes.
That K-pop hole is so deep.
But my other niece has decided she's going to marry a Korean man.
Look at you and your influence.
Nice.
Well, while I was gone, I went to the spa. I had a spa weekend. I had a facial. Before that, I went to the NHRA drag racing.
Oh, yeah.
Watched the Nitro cars go. And as I was there, I became a Mellow Yellow VIP. So I went on the Mellow Yellow Express. They call it this express car. And they drive you onto the track so you can watch the Nitro racing up close and on the track. So loud. Like, it vibrates your whole body.
Did you white snake that car?
No.
Here I go again on my own.
But as we're driving into the track, we paused, or we stopped. As we're driving on the track, we stopped. And all of a sudden, one of the TV hosts comes up to the car and he's like, I need someone who wants to play a game. And I'm, you know, there's probably 5 other people in the back car, in the back seat with me on this Mellow Yellow. It's like an open hatch kind of seating bench thing on the back of this car. And nobody wants to go and everybody points at me because I'm not pointing at anybody. Oh, fuck. Now I'm... Okay, so I was like, okay, so I get to play a game. Whatever. Little did I know that they were going to have a camera in my face for this game. And then the guy tells me, you're on national television right now. Like, oh, that's great. And we're going to play a game. I go, oh, fuck. Like, we're going to play a game. We play this game where they hide, like, this icon for the NHRA racing in a tin cup. Like, they project it on a TV and then they, you know, move the cups around. And so you
have
to guess.
You have to guess.
Guess where the logo's at, which cup it is in. And I'm standing like, oh, God, I hope I don't fucking lose. I hope I don't fucking lose. And I picked the second one, and he asked me why I liked the second one, and because I said I like things in the middle, which kind of sounded sexual.
Well.
I was like, okay. But I actually won.
Oh.
It was under there. And I was like, oh, yeah.
What'd you win?
Like, free tickets. I won 3 Mellow Yellow shirts.
So you're giving me one and Anna one, and then you're going to have one, and
we're going to all three have
Mellow Yellow.
We're all three going to have a Mellow Yellow shirt.
That's a soda, isn't it?
Yeah, it's super good. I've never had it before the drag racing, but when they were giving me, you know, Mellow Yellow.
It's like reverse squirt.
It's like a Mountain Dew and Sprite mixed together. Like they had a baby.
Oh, so it might be good.
It actually is pretty good. I mean, they Mellow Yellow is just making it up here. I mean, the other day I noticed it was at the Wendy soda dispenser thing.
I've seen it before. Yeah. I never...
Or the transit center that I used to get here from Portland, they had it in the vending machine and customer service at the transit center.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. I won. I got to drive around in the Mellow Yellow Express and throughout the whole convention, and people called me the winner for the whole weekend.
And you were like,
winner. You're the winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You should have been like, when you had all those cameras in front of your face, you should have been like, yeah, my name is Niza, and I run a podcast out of Portland, Oregon. Hara Club. HARACLUB. Check it out.
I know, right?
You should have done that. I would have done that. So, what do you do for a living, Frosty? I run a podcast.
If they would have asked me what I do for a living, I probably would have done that.
Or if they go, you're on national TV right now. You're about to play a game. Really? Can I give a quick shout out to my podcast, yeah. The Horror Club? Oh, I can't? Okay, well. Well, too late, I did it! Yeah. The Horror Club!
Hail Horror!
Hail Horror, check it out. Look it up.
But anyway, I was Mellow Yellow Express VIP. That was fun. We usually do shout-outs later, but I want to say thank you to Piff the Magic Dragon for following us on Twitter. If you guys don't know who Piff the Magic Dragon is, he's a magician who dresses up as a dragon.
Pretty fucking amazing. Actually, he's on America's Got Talent,
if you don't know who Piff the Magic Dragon is, I don't know why you don't. You must not have a life. A dragon that does magic.
Who doesn't love a dragon that does magic? That's totally like Pete's dragon right here.
Right. He was on America's
Got Talent, right?
He was a finalist on America's Got Talent. I did see Piff in the Flamingo in Las Vegas. He has his own solo show. What's funny is that Piff does do a show with his dog Piffles. You know me, I love animals, so Piffles stole the show. He's a little white chihuahua, long-haired chihuahua. And after the show, Piff usually does signings for gear, posters, t-shirts. I've got an actual t-shirt that has Piff's costume on it and Piff, Mr. Piffles on the side. And he signed that for me. But when me and Dan came up to greet him, he had reached out to shake my hand, but I was busy already shaking the dog's hand. So by the time he was done shaking Dan's hand and looked over to shake my hand, I was already shaking the dog's hand. And he looks at Dan and he goes, "What the fuck? She's shaking the dog's hand."
And Dan's like, "You don't know my wife, do you?" No, you don't.
Well, this if is you have the opportunity to shake a puppy's hand, I know, you shake right? a puppy's hand.
A puppy that does magic.
I don't care.
And dresses in a dragon suit.
I don't care, sir, that you're in a dragon suit right now and you do magic. This dog is beating you right now.
This is the star right here.
This is the dog.
I told Mr. Piffles, "You work hard. You work hard, your little paws."
I just think it's funny that...
You do a good job.
I just think it's funny that Piff followed us first.
I know, that's what I was like.
And it kind of makes me wonder, does Piff listen to our show?
I don't know. I don't know if he's listened to our show. I don't know if he's recognized me from somewhere.
Well, Piff, if you do listen to our show, please send us a direct message. We would love to have you on if you'd like to be on.
I'm sorry I didn't shake your hand first, but, you know, Mr. Piffles... He's my number one.
You could be my number one.
Hey. He's British, so.
That's fine.
No, I'm just saying. There's a bonus to that.
I know he's English.
He does
English.
Magic.
Yeah. He's an English dude in a dragon suit that does magic. Yeah. Who doesn't love that?
He'll, you know, make coins appear out of places.
Abracadabra, you're pregnant. You just scared him off, Kaylee. You just scared him off.
We'll get rid of that.
I don't think so. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, you scared him away.
No. Abracadabra. You're fucking pregnant.
But you wore a condom. Oh, really? Is it over here?
Or is it over here?
This condom?
You guys are the worst. You're the best of the worst.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, man.
I've been watching too much Animaniacs, and then, like, every time they say something perverted, they go, "Good night, everybody."
You know, it's supposed to be a kid's show.
But I was pretty excited when Piff followed us on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that was pretty cool. So, what did you do this summer, Frosty?
Oh, I spent my time at the movies. I met a boy there. Not exactly. Okay, so I went to Suicide Squad with a mutual podcaster who we'll just call Senpai. And he introduced me at the Suicide Squad showing to his brother, who we will just call Jason Todd. Mm-hmm. And Jason Todd was a cutie patootie. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, who is this attractive little Asian man with the glasses and the little Red Hood hoodie? I was like,
she was a smitten little kitten.
Smitten right away. Well, anyways, so after the movie, Senpai goes, oh, I'm glad you could come. And then I was like, yeah, it was really nice meeting your brother. I texted him that I thought his brother was cute. And then I asked him if his brother was single. And then he said, yeah. And then I said, oh, we'll hook a girl up. And then a couple of hours later, I got his phone number message. And then we were texting back and forth for, I don't know, maybe like 4 days. Mm-hmm. And then I had my birthday party coming up. So I asked him if he wanted to come. And then he said, if you want me to come. And my first response was, huh?
Where?
But then I just said, of course, you know. And then I texted him back a couple of times, you know, just, you know, to talk, make sure he was still coming, blah, blah, blah. So Saturday, he comes to my party. Mm-hmm. And I basically paid attention to him the whole fucking time we were at the party. He even splashed water on me, which I thought was hilarious. But he got the worst, but then he still tried to clean me up first, which I thought was very chivalrous of him. So as we were sitting outside after dinner, we're all talking, and then we decide to break off because some of us were going to go to karaoke after, and then others couldn't. So he was going to actually be one of the ones who couldn't come, so he was leaving. And then as he was leaving, our friend Ez shouts out to him and says, are you going to give the birthday girl a hug goodbye? And then Ez told me that he shouted back, not on the first date.
And ran away.
And then ran away.
It sounds like a match made in heaven at this point.
I was like, wait, what? Did he say date? Because at that point, I actually thought we were just going to get to know each other, be friends. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh my God, he said date. He probably wants to get to know me so that we can eventually date. So then I'm like getting ready to send a text, you know, like as we arrived at the karaoke place to thank him for coming out. And then right before I can finish typing it, he sends me one. So I get a text back from him where he says that he got me something, but he couldn't give it to me before the dinner or whatever. And then he laughed about the fact that he spilled water on us. And that it's going to be a good memory. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, he wants to see me again. And then he's talking about how he spilled water on me, like it's going to be a good memory. Like, oh, we're going to have more memories together. This is going to be awesome, you know?
And the fact that he said that he has a gift for you for next time.
Yeah, I'm like, I was totally like, okay, he wants to hang out. He wants to see me again. I'm like, this is awesome.
He wants to give you a certain gift. Inspire a little something all over you.
Yeah, that's...
How long were you texting after that?
We were texting probably for about another week, and then I sent him one, I think, on either Wednesday or Thursday of that, if he wanted to hang out, and he didn't respond for, like, a whole day. And then he shoots me another text message the following day, like, on Friday, like, I had texted him Thursday, he never responded, and then Friday he shoots me a text message telling me about how he just bought this game that I had recommended he get. And he wanted to know if I wanted to watch him play it. And so I was like, oh, okay, so maybe he doesn't want to go out this weekend. Maybe he would rather just, you know, play video games and I'll watch him play video games on this website and then we can still talk. And that's kind of like hanging out is what I assumed. Mm-hmm. So I spent Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and I think a little bit of Sunday morning watching him play this game. So I get a text message from him on Saturday morning saying morning. Now, when a guy sends me a morning text message, because I don't text my guy friends, uh-huh, good morning. You know, I go, bitch, where you at? Or, are we still hanging out today?
Yeah, exactly.
I never say good morning.
Or she forgets about you.
Or I forget
and makes
about
other
you.
Plans.
Or I forget about you and make other plans. I'm sorry, it won't happen again. Maybe. I'll try. I don't know. So he sends me good morning, and then I send him good morning back, and then he asks me how I slept. And then I'm just like, okay, what? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, yeah, no, I like this, or I like that. But, I mean, in the past, when I've received those text messages, it's been from people who actually wanted to go out with me. Uh-huh. You know, like, not somebody who just wants to hang out, you know? So yeah. I'm like, and then plus I still have like Saturday. All good signs. And then like, I'm like, plus I still had last Saturday hanging over my head where Ez told me he had said date.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like just thinking like, oh, okay, you know, and then we're texting and then I tell him, you know, that I can watch him play part of the game on Saturday, but then I have to go to a birthday party, but when I come back, we can finish it or whatever. And then he like sends me like multiple messages saying, text me when you get back. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm being demanded. He wants to hang out with me. You know,
I'm
like,
text him when you get back.
Yeah. Like he sent me like it three times, like text me when you come back from the party, you know, mm-hmm. and whatever. And, Saturday, so then Saturday and then part of Sunday, we were texting. Sunday, he didn't text me first. Mm-hmm. Sunday, I actually texted him first, and then we talked for a little bit. I shot him a text message on Monday asking if I could have a picture of him for my phone, just for, you know, like, the contacts or whatever, and then he sends me one. I was like, okay, so I want to hang out with him in person again, mm-hmm. maybe just the two of us, because I did the hangout with him and Senpai. He came to my birthday party where we all hung up as a group. I want to, you know, try to hang out with him, just me and him in person, to see if we can get to know each other, mm-hmm. you know, because that's what I thought was going to happen. And then so, but I'm like, oh, but, you know, I want to make it clear what I want. Mm-hmm. So I sent him a text message on Tuesday saying, do you want to go on a date with me this Saturday? A couple hours later, I get a message back from him saying, I'm flattered, but I'm going to have to decline. And that was it.
Did he not text you? He hasn't texted
me. He has not texted me back since
then.
Wow.
Did you text him?
I said, after he said, I'm going to have to decline, my first reaction was,
fuck!
You mad? Stupid man!
You mad? You stupid man! So I jumped on DC versus Mortal Kombat. Took some time out playing the Joker, beating the shit out of Sub-Zero for a little bit. And then, you know, I was like, all right, whatever. And, yeah, nothing. That was basically my summer.
I'm honestly confused.
Yeah, that's about the only thing. But honestly, I don't know what his actual age is. I don't know if you
29.
He's 29.
Okay, well, Asian men seem to not know really what they want. Like, he might have a lot going on. He might whatever. And he wanted to get to know you as a friend. And when you said date, he was like, oh, wait, I don't know if I want to do that.
But if Ez said that he said date or heard him say date, then
but then
why?
He got shy and ran away. There's a difference. It's one thing when a guy says it's a date and when a girl says it's a date. Like, even, like, when I first started seeing Jeff, it wasn't, we were quote-unquote dating, but we weren't exclusive to each other. We were,
well,
like,
that's, I didn't mean be exclusive. What I
know,
meant
but,
was, do you just, I mean, maybe I should have said hang
she,
out.
Yeah. No, she's, no, because then she... No,
you guys
I think
forget.
The way she
you guys
went.
Guys
I
are...
think the way she went is the right way because she wanted to put her feelings out there. She wanted to make sure he understood what she wanted.
Yeah.
If she would have texted him, "Let's hang out," then she could have still had the probability of being friend zoned.
But at that point,
she doesn't need another fucking friend.
Like, but she was
she
just
has
looking
us,
for
Anna.
But she was just looking for
at
a friend.
First
no,
until
yeah.
he said date. Then I got all confused. And then
you can have a friend date.
No.
You can have a multiple friend date. That's what you do. But
well,
that's
then
but,
why didn't he just assume that when I said date it was a friend date? Because I didn't mean like let's be exclusive.
No,
but I didn't.
Guys
I meant
get
like
scared.
Do you want to just go out?
Okay, that's another thing though is that
he's older. He
no,
should be
no,
more
he
mature.
Said,
but
yeah,
he said
he's
not.
Older
most
and
guys
he should
aren't.
Be more mature.
Most guys aren't.
Secondly, like don't fucking waste my friend's time over a video game. Okay, she ignored my ass to pay attention
oh,
to you.
Oh, we were texting each other, and what did she say? What did she say? Stop text each other. I'm waiting on a response. What?
I
what
was
the,
you, the ma, way this ma, this whole ma. Thing was going, Anna. I was prepared to lose Frosty. I was like, okay, she's already ignoring me, but it's cool because it seems like this guy's into her.
I already lost Anna. I lost Casey, and now I'm gonna lose Kaylee.
I'm preparing myself.
The girl is called Frosty.
Frosty.
Oh
I'm
my god!
Preparing all my
that.
Shit because I was like, okay, don't get mad. Don't get mad because, you know, in
now
the
I
end,
know what it feels
in the
like,
end,
though.
She's going to be happy.
Like, now
but now you can be
like...
mad because in the end, I'm not
Casey's
happy.
Been
I'm just where
me.
I was last time.
Casey's been ignoring me and hanging out with people from work, and I'm just like, someone that I used to
have. You're just so mad.
I'm in the corner.
I'm like,
It's okay. You did. I can't hang out with her as much. So, like, my little tears, I'm just like, I can't hang out with her as much. It's okay. She's hanging out with other people.
Well, let's face
it. She's got other friends. It's
you
okay.
You didn't have to cut me out.
It's a big deal when you decide that it's okay when a friend ignores you over somebody else.
I'm telling you now that I am baffled, confused, and a little pissed off because I'm sorry, Senpai, but fuck Jason. Fuck Jason Todd. you don't play. I don't know.
I feel like a lot of guys.
Well, at least if he's, another thing though is that his decline.
But it was really nice.
It was meant to be nice, but it's like a douche move. Like, you can't just say, no, sorry, I'm not interested in you. He had to say it in the vague, nice way.
Because maybe he doesn't mean it like that. Maybe he means it. I always think the best in people until they give me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but he hasn't yet said sorry or explained why he's declined.
Maybe.
Don't waste her fucking time.
Well, he didn't. To be honest, he didn't.
He was.
He let me know right away, you know, I'm flattered.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the 22 fucking clocked hours
on
Twitch that you watched him play this video game.
I could have been watching Gossip Girl instead of that. I wish he would have been
talking to us.
Yeah, we were sitting there like, well, you know what's
funny? Wait, you know what's funny though? Is because like I did send him that message asking if he wanted to hang out.
You could have read a book.
The day before.
I know, right?
I could have read the book. Yeah, no, because I sent him that text messaging asking him, you know, like, that week before, if he wanted to hang out, where I didn't use date.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying, like...
No, but he never responded to that message.
Maybe he never got it.
Instead, he shoots me a message about, hey, I got that game, do you want to watch me play?
I do that, my phone does that, where it automatically clears out, like, if you text me fast enough, and I'm on that screen, on the text mm-hmm. screen, it won't alert me. Because it technically already showed me.
Yeah, but when you send a text message, it'll show you what was last sent.
Anyway, bottom line is, like, his response was vague. And how many days has it been now?
It was Tuesday, and it's Saturday now.
So it's almost a week.
Almost a week. So, okay. Well, you know, but maybe he got scared. I don't know. I don't know the guy. I didn't
almost
meet
been a
him.
Week. Another one bites the dust. I'm sorry.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Well,
that's
that sucks.
What I was gonna say.
Yeah, so that was my summer.
That sucks. No summer loving for you.
Is there any summer nights for you? There's never any summer loving for Frosty.
Another Frosty failure. I'm sorry.
Yeah, actually, I mean, really disappointed in this one.
I know. I'm really like heartbroken over like what the fuck happened.
Well, I mean, cause like, well, I don't know. Is this considered one of my failures?
It really wasn't.
Because
I'm actually kind of proud of her because she put herself out there, but not put herself out there. I'm proud of her.
I was trying to
not be.
The fact
that you weren't looking.
She was.
Yeah, and I wasn't looking, and then
it just... You saw this opportunity.
It just fell in my lap.
Took a chance.
And I feel bad because...
Would you rather still be friends with him? Like, even just friends?
She has friends.
I know, but you can never have enough friends.
If that's what he wants, but I'm pretty sure at this point, if he were to listen to this, he'd probably be like, fuck. No.
Can't be friends now.
Can't be friends
now. No, but
now,
I mean,
probably
like,
not.
Even if you didn't count it as a Frosty failure, like, and you just didn't even talk about it on the podcast or anything, like, would you still want to be friends with him? Like, would you want to?
At this point, it's more of if Senpai says, hey, do you want to go to another movie? By the way, Jason's going to be there, and I'm just going to be like, okay.
I don't know how Senpai's going to feel about
it. Oh, Senpai knows. I commented on Frosty's Facebook post about some sort of thing, and Jason commented on it. He's been interactive with her Facebook here and there, not very much.
Wait, Jason or Senpai?
No, Jason.
Jason.
Oh.
So, let's not go into what you said, but he had commented, and then Senpai commented back, you stupid man.
Yeah, because Senpai probably really likes you and probably thinks you're an awesome friend. So he's probably like, he fucked up. Like, you...
I feel bad that this is my brother.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm ashamed
right now.
I totally
commented when he said, you man, you stupid man. I'm like, I could say something here, but I won't.
now I want to look in there and just like it.
I did it.
I'm going to go.
Like you.
I'm going to go find
How many times can I like this? Okay, so we're going to get into music because there has been a bunch of K-pop artists that have made a comeback while we were on summer break, ladies. One I want to go ahead and bring up is August D, which is Suga, isn't it? His new, what would you
mixtape.
Say?
Mixtape.
Yeah, Suga's mixtape. Dropped it like it's hot. Another one is EXO's Lotto. And then we're also reviewing Vic's Fantasy. So the first one we're going to go ahead and do is Vic's Fantasy.
Leo!
No, I don't have any...
Leo is my bias.
I don't have a bias in Vic's.
No, you... Only... I told you you're going to like Hongbin.
Okay. Oh, so she has to like this guy?
Yes, she has
she
to like Hongbin.
She doesn't have a mind of her own.
I think, okay, hold on. I think Anna's going to like Kenny.
I think I might already like Kenny.
So here's Vic's Fantasy.
You are my fantasy. Just a fantasy.
충혈된 하늘 아래 빌어서 I believe. 눈 뜨는 모두 꾸미기를 이루어지지 않아서 지친 나는 갈 곳을 잃었어 제발 어디든 데려가줘 난 뭐든 할 테니 Someone help 끝났단 걸 알았어 Someone help 너의 끝은 나였어 너의 환상이 모든 걸 삼키겠어
Not the jammiest of jams.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just a fantasy.
It's just a fantasy. I mean, it's
how
very...
How aptly time.
it was very, I think I'll have to rewatch it.
Yeah, it went too fast, and then we weren't able to watch. I don't think we...
I wasn't paying attention to the story. I was trying to pay attention to the song.
And look.
But I felt song. Like this... But I felt
a lot
like
of
the
Jesus symbolism in there.
Yes, I felt like the music and the dancing was very well put together. I wasn't able to pay attention to the video though. Like paying attention to
because you were trying to figure out which one's your bias.
I know. Gotta pick my bias out.
But it's
first.
Like I don't need to do that because I've already been listening to Vix for a while now. I already know.
Gotta pick out which
my
one
bias
I like first.
Is Leo. My bias ruiner is Hongbin.
Okay, next song is EXO Lotto.
Yeah, 모든 걸 걸어야만 할 테니까 저만 봐도 oh yeah 다른 여자와는 바다 알아 뒤돌아봐도 분명 되게 찾아 Lipstick shadow wine big color La 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 하얀 샴페인 버블의 샤워 La 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 평생에 한 번일지도 몰라 꾹 참았던 본능
I like Vix, but that one
EXO
was a, that
steals
was,
the show
that was
yet
a good one.
Again.
But
good
one. Why?
So Dio's rape face there, though, in front of the bars? My God.
Oh, it's like it's not done yet?
It's not? No, it, you it started it.
It's accidentally got put on replay. Accidentally.
Yeah. Hot. Loved it. Much rough for EXO.
My cup is leaking very, very much.
It's called condensation.
Excellent. Beautiful. You saying beautiful.
Beautiful.
God, they're like, they're handsome even when.
They look like
that's
they
because
got
it's
good.
Artistically positioned bruises.
The bruise would make you look hotter if it was over here. Whoever's
going to hit you needs to hit you right here for it to look beautiful. That's where they need to hit you.
Next time you get into a fight, tell them to hit you here.
Yeah, be like, before you punch me, you gotta punch me right here, because anywhere else is gonna fuck up my face.
Right here brings character.
Yeah, right here is fine. Oh, and then if you want to get me a little bit right here, that's fine.
Come on, give me a scar right here, that would be hot.
Yeah. Trust me, it'll look good.
Please no. The next one we're gonna review is Augusty. He did come out with two songs, but the one we're gonna listen to is titled Augusty.
Okay. So before we get into this Augusty stuff, I did want to make a short announcement. So I had been watching all the posts and the timeline stuff about Suga dropping his solo mix, and then I'm like, oh, okay, cool. He's gonna do that in a couple of days, and then all of a sudden the Suga stuff disappeared, and it was all Augusty, 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 and then I'm like, who the fuck is Augusty? I'm like, what happened to Suga? And then I'm like, oh, that's what he's going by for his solo shit. I'm like, I get it now. Like, at first I was like,
and he dropped it in August.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Cookie's sweater in the Save Me video, it has a date on it. That's the date that August D
released his shit. Oh, those conspiracy theories. Oh, God, coming back around. Fucking BTS.
Fucking inside job.
Fucking BTS.
I love BTS.
That's why we love BTS, because they're so artistic.
They're so sneaky.
It's sneaky.
Yeah.
August D also stands for Suga DT. I guess it's where he's from. So he's representing
where he came from.
Yes, exactly.
Aw, he's staying to his roots.
I love Suga. He my bias.
I just like here BTS in general. Anyone will do. He's not Suga anymore. He August D. And August D don't give a damn.
You want this August D?
I want that August D. August is almost over. Hurry back up.
You know, while I'm watching this video, all I want to do is fucking scream my head off. Just like throughout the whole thing.
Don't they have their own? isn't their army like really, really big too?
Oh, yeah.
I get it now. I don't even know what to do right now.
Oh, I just love it. I don't know what I love more. The fact that it's just Suga all the time. Or like...
Why can't V do his own thing?
Oh my god, V's voice too. Oh. Fuck. Yes, I would love to hear him do his own thing.
Look at him. He's so cute.
He's handsome.
So adorable.
His finger just keeps going up.
He flipped you off after you told him he was handsome. He's like, I know, bitch.
Guys, he's telling me he wants to fuck us.
Thank you.
But isn't this really racy for, like, Korea?
Not if you're with a company who doesn't give a fuck, I guess.
Which, apparently, they don't.
That was August.
You spelled August wrong.
You spelled August wrong.
But I like it. Let's go with it.
Anna's review. You spelled August wrong.
Anna, that's not the point. So, Augusty, 1 out of 5. I'm going to give it a 5 because it's...
I would give it a...
10.
No, I don't want to give... 5. EXO is a 10. EXO is a 10.
5. I'll give Augusty a 5.
Because there's too many of them for me to pick from.
I mean, like, the... it was... maybe not a lot of people are used to the way he was in the video, because I'm sure as hell Anna did it. Her reaction was open mouth the whole time.
Well, no. I like it. That's how I am with BTS. But it's just like whoa, you did all BTS in one person kind of thing.
Yeah,
and I
exactly.
Was like, how? But no.
This just, was a good one. This
yeah, no,
good,
it was. It was really good.
And I enjoyed the MV.
He's gonna, can you guys? They're going to be bigger than Big Bang. I'm sorry.
Can you guys just imagine when he goes up to his whoever he needs to go up to tell them, okay, this is what I want to go by. Mm-hmm. You spelled August wrong. That's why I was like, you spelled August wrong. That's why
August
I get it.
August is spelled wrong, Suga.
Which reminds me, that's what I want to do in my video, and I want to pause right there.
What I did not enjoy was the A to the G to the U to the STD. What? You guys didn't catch that?
Suga, do you have the herpes?
No.
Have you been hanging out with ladies who hang out with Jared Cedar? Allegedly.
Allegedly. Why do we have to go back to herpes?
Why do we have to? Because he said
it
STD.
All leads to herpes.
Because he said the STD word.
He couldn't have done to the S, to the T, to the D. Because, I mean, to the D would have been good.
It could have been, it's the A, G, U, to the S, T.
To the S,
to the T, to the D. I don't know.
Or A, G, U, S, T, to
the D. Either way. EXO Lotto, ladies.
10.
Yeah.
No, I give it a 12 out of 12 for each member.
Yeah.
There's just too many of them. You can't give them a 5. You can't put it
from a scale from 1 to even. I just can't.
I know.
That's just what it was.
I think I can, but then I can't.
Yeah. I feel that Vic's fantasy may have fallen behind with all of these.
It did. It did fall a little behind.
That's a lot,
on their videos.
Though, to try to live up to.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I think they held their own. I'm going to give them a 4.75.
I'm going to give them a 3.
I'm going to give them a 3 as well.
Yeah, only because
I wasn't really into slow jam.
Yeah, it was
I usually
too slow.
Am not yeah. into slow jam. Okay, let's move forward because we got to go into news. Let me go into my news topics first because they're kind of funny. Did anyone hear about the man who is suing Men's Warehouse for getting bugs?
No.
Okay,
getting
so
bugs.
Getting bugs. Infestation of bugs. So apparently he was a groom and he had rented a tuxedo with a shirt for his wedding. He gets to the wedding, puts on the shirt, and he notices bugs on it. Doesn't take it off because he thinks it's too late, so he wears it for his whole ceremony and reception. He says he was completely miserable. He's got a bunch of bug bites on him, and now he's suing Men's Warehouse for pretty much, you know, in the infestation and the trauma or stress that he went through.
Couldn't he have gotten from wherever he started off at Men's Warehouse and at some point got to his wedding day, got to wherever he needed to be. Anywhere in between there, he could have gotten that.
Who knows? But he is saying that he saw it on the shirt, that he saw them all over the shirt. He still kept it on for his wedding.
I think that's stupid. I think if you see bugs on your shirt, you should just take it immediately to Men's Warehouse. You don't wear it.
Let me finish. So, besides him suing Men's Warehouse for the bugs on his shirt, his wife is suing for the loss of consortium. If you don't know what that means that it is the loss of sex. So, she's trying to sue for losing sex time with her new hubby on their honeymoon.
It's fucking stupid. I'm pretty sure you guys boned before.
So, yes, I feel like, stupid. You saw the bugs on the shirt and you continued to wear the shirt throughout your wedding day. That's bad on you.
He could have changed after the ceremony.
You could send one of your groomsmen to grab another shirt, or you could have just worn a plain shirt, white shirt underneath and
taken it off.
And then you could have sued them for, hey, there's bugs on my shirt, so I had to wear this plain shirt.
Yeah,
you could
exactly.
have done that. You know?
That still would have been stupid though, but still.
Well, no.
No,
you
no,
can
that
still do
been
that.
Gelit.
That would have been legit.
Yeah, not the fact that you still wore it, knowing that there
but
was bugs
the wife
on
is
it.
Going to sue them too. That's kind of stupid.
She so wouldn't be know. Able to sue them for loss of consortium. So
see,
consortium.
No, that's stupid. If anything,
how? Why? Because
if
he got
anybody
bug
should
bites?
Be sued for the sex thing, it should be the husband.
I know.
Not Men's Warehouse.
Yeah,
the husband's the one who just. I'm pretty sure even if he had bugs on him, if you really wanted it, you would have been like, "Fuck it, we're still doing it."
Yeah.
Some days I feel like shit. And Jeff's like, let's have sex. And I'm like, but he doesn't say it like that, but he wants to. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, but I feel like shit. But, it's up to the person who wants to have sex.
I'm jealous.
They don't, and they don't.
Another crazy story that we recently found out about was the one that's trending on Facebook, the incest couple.
That's weird. That's really weird.
So the incest couple is, so the story is that this lady who's 36 now, mm-hmm. Is fallen in love with her son who she gave up for adoption, who's 18 or 19 years old. They rekindled their relationship and they both have feelings for each other, but on another level.
That's fucked up.
And now they're facing charges and possible jail time. Good.
They should.
It's only like a year though. That's
should
gross.
Go to a mental institution. You don't fuck your kid.
Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to reproduce. That's not okay.
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying is that they should just be, you know, neutered, and yeah. then they can just be together.
Yeah, but... and then that's whatever, and let them live in their little hillbilly town. That's gonna allow them. That's fine. Like, let them do them. If that's what they want to do, then let them do that. But that's an abomination. Like, I'm not religious. I'm not religious like that. Like, I don't feel like I'm super duper religious, but that's an abomination.
I don't understand it.
You don't fuck your family.
I don't feel like they should be allowed to get married. I don't think that they should be allowed to, I don't know, do a lot of stuff, including probably having sex.
Neuter them and let them loose.
Yeah, just let them live their own life in the corner alone.
I feel bad for this particular couple though, because now you know they have a lot of hate on them, and it's kind of sad though, you know.
It isn't though. That they shouldn't do that.
And that no one should be giving you death threats.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not giving them death threats.
No, I mean that's what they're facing though. Even when they're in their hometown,
you shouldn't even say neuter them though.
Somebody compared them to,
You should. You really shouldn't say neuter them. That's fucked up. They shouldn't be fucking each other
No. If they're gonna fuck each other, you don't want them to have babies.
Yeah, they're not. You don't. Well,
no,
even
I
on
don't.
Accident.
I don't that's want them I'm to be saying, together at all. Set
that's
them,
why I'm saying...
Separate them. Put one on one continent, the other on another one. No, they cannot be together.
Yeah, Kaylee's really... But no, somebody was comparing them to same-sex couples and how they should have the same rights.
No, he did.
In the video that I watched, he did. He's like... Same as same-sex couple, it's not the same.
No,
don't
it's not.
Put that in somebody's mind, because somebody who has hate against same-sex couples will use that and be like, that is gross. Like
that's
this.
Like that propaganda. Oh. I don't know if you guys have seen it, where people talk about same-sex marriages as being the same as bestiality, and then they show two guys and two girls kissing, and then they show a dog Frenching a human, or a dog Frenching a cat, you know.
Oh, God.
I'm just like, no, that's...
This might make me a little bit of liberal, but It goes back to my beliefs, where I can't tell someone how to live their life, and I can't tell someone.
I can disagree with you.
Yeah, exactly. I can disagree with you. I can't tell you how to live your life. If that's the way they want to live, go right ahead. They're not hurting
me.
But
these are your.
But they should have. Yeah, this is the grounds that they need to do it.
Do you want them to reproduce and make a little kid that you're
not biologically? I think they should be separated.
Well, but they're not going to be. They legally cannot be separated. They can go to a southern country, not a southern country, a southern state, and get married if they want to. Because in some countries some states it's still legal to get married with your family. I think they mean more of cousins. But because of the fact that they want to make sure their money stays.
I'm okay if you
want
to marry your cousin.
I don't
but
think
you're,
that's okay.
In your immediate, family, that's fucked up.
But they used to do that. Back in the day, they used to get married with their brothers. They used
to get
married with
their... You know
what?
They used to sell your daughter to the man who had the most goats back in the day. But we don't do that.
No matter how disgusting it is to me what they're doing, I just can't justify judging, you know... telling someone how to live their life and who they need to be separated from and all this stuff. Deep down, I just can't do that. I mean, no matter how disgusting it is, it makes me want to throw up. The solution is they either go to jail, do their time, get out, move to a state that allows this to happen, but they also need to consider that this couple should be, neutered, because they're gonna give a life... You know, if they do produce a life, there's a large possibility that life is going to be crippled, and that's...
And if
that's,
not physically,
that should not
it'll
happen.
Be mentally, which either or is still kind of fucked up, because there's enough people that are crippled for other reasons, not...
Anyway, so, I mean...
Yeah, see, you
it's
you,
gross.
That what I'm trying to say is I don't think people should do that, but people are going to, and I can't stop that.
Yeah.
Same in this case.
Right.
So and I don't think that's actual love like that. I think they're just...
No summer loving.
No, I think that they're putting the feelings of the love that they have towards each other in the wrong spot because he's never had the mom, like an actual mom.
I think
mom,
it is confused.
And the mom's never had a child love, mm-hmm. so she's confusing it with
love. No, she love has like five that. Other children, I think.
That she has with her?
Yeah. She has other kids.
Well, the way she loves this other human being, it's because it's her son, not because it's more than that. But she's putting it in the wrong spot, and so is he. And she's mm-hmm. probably just a horny old
Research.
Lady anyway.
Did she fuck her other kid?
She shouldn't be allowed to have her other kids either. That's what I think at that point, too. Because, yeah.
In is the he worried that she's going to cheat on him with her other kids?
Oh, God. Kaylee, that's terrible.
Hey, she's terrible for fucking her kids.
It's true. It's true.
I just don't think that that's fine. But you guys, I've been hearing a lot about a lot of stuff going down in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. And I think Donald Trump, I'm not saying I like his way of going about things, but he's got the right mind or idea.
Yeah, that's what I've always said.
But
that
he
Trump,
just doesn't know how to put
Trump
it out
has
there.
A good idea. But the way he talks about and the way he presents it is a terrible
and
way.
And he bounces back and forth too much to
no,
where
is,
I don't...
No, this is Trump here. This is... I've got a great plan. Yeah. I've got a great... It's a great plan. It's going to help.
He's too egotistical. He doesn't speak very well.
He just doesn't know how to set what he
Let me
wants.
Tell you about this great plan I have. It's exactly. a great plan. I'm going to do
this.
He's
a salesman.
It's a great thing.
Yeah, and that's
He's
all he is.
Pitching
he wants
his
to
sale.
Sell for... Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. No, I know. But it's not the
a
right
A lot
way to
of
go.
His things that's a good idea, but he doesn't go in depth. And like, he, when he does,
he
doesn't...
Because he has no fucking plan.
He doesn't think it through. There's
no
follow-up
news.
Either.
I'm going to save your children from gun violence when I become president. I'm not going to tell you how, but it's a great plan.
Yeah, exactly.
Vote for me, and then you'll find out.
Why I was bringing this up was because in Mexico there's a lot of killing going on, and what a lot of people don't know is that most of these people that are being killed are soldiers who are, yeah, it is soldiers, like, and that's what they're telling people.
U.S.
is
soldiers?
That, no, they're like the Mexican soldiers.
Oh, okay.
But it's because they're raping the indigenous people. They're doing really bad stuff to these indigenous people, so the cartels are coming in and killing these people, mm-hmm. these soldiers, quote-unquote, and it's a war against the cartels. It's not always. Some of it is them.
Sometimes,
but it's
sometimes that
always.
Has to happen, though. It happens in Japan with the Yakuza. The government in Japan wasn't able to help support them during the tsunami, so the fucking Yakuza guys mm-hmm. were helping. You know, and then in World War II, they had the mafia guarding the harbors.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes... Because these are people, you know? I mean, yes, they do bad things
but
sometimes,
they want
but they fight for their people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
and
know?
That's why they're there anyway, because these cartels, these gangs, this mob, this whatever they are, they're fighting for their quote-unquote family, and that's mm-hmm. That's just what's going on. And some of it's bad, some of it's good, but it's just like the government. The government will fend for themselves, too. They're not going to fend for their people, although they want to. They're not going to. If it comes down to it, they're going to fend for themselves. And mm-hmm. just how it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, that's me.
Let's go into
funny thing about Donald Trump. Did you guys see the video about his naked statues going on?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Titled
with the
something
tiny
like,
penis.
Well, oh, gosh, it's so titled funny. Something like No Balls or something like mm-hmm. that. It happened not only in New York, but apparently like 12 other cities.
I watched it. It's so funny because I watched it on Snapchat. We're also on Snapchat now, so go ahead and add us, the Horror Club. I did see that on Snapchat, and I watched it as people were filming it and while they were taking it down and destroying it. It was so hilarious.
It was. That was my funny
Props
story
to
there.
The person who actually posted those.
It was like in 12...
Yeah, we were like 12 cities or whatever. Mm-hmm. And props to the group that, you know, put that together. And
it's called The Emperor Has No Balls.
Yeah,
oh,
there we go. The Emperor has no balls. Okay, let's get into TV and movies.
TV,
we're almost all ready for the Gossip Guy episode that we will now be on in October instead
due to
of
scheduling conflict.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Conflict. We recently heard that Aaron is going into surgery.
But everything's okay.
We wish you all the best, and mm-hmm. we will definitely
be seeing
you guys in October.
Yeah. I finished the whole season of Gossip Girl. Never in my years I thought I would be into Gossip Girl. I mean, that came out back in, what, 2009?
I was in middle school. I was in middle school.
When I was addicted. 3 years out of high school already, living the 21 life, you know, and...
Who has time
I remember for making Girl? Fun of this show, like, when I would see trailers for it, and I'd be like, who the fuck cares?
XOXO!
Gossip Girl. And now I'm That's on... Now I'm on fucking season 2. And I'm in love with Chuck and Blair. I want Chuck and Blair to make it.
We'll talk about, you know, check us out on Gossip Guy to figure out who we will.
And check them out, too. They're actually really, really good. And just like the show, they're addicting.
They're addicting. So. Yep, here to catch up on their episodes. So big shout out and much love to the Gossip Guy podcast. Let's go into movies.
So we actually saw Suicide Squad.
You know, we have yet to see a movie together, but we all did go see
together
the same movie.
Yeah, Frosty actually saw Suicide Squad 4 times.
I've only seen it once.
I've seen it twice.
Seeing it 4 times, though, Frosty, what did you rate the movie as?
Okay, so the first time I saw Suicide Squad, I was a little disappointed, but I was also, but at the time I was just really excited that I saw it because I desperately wanted to see Jared Leto's the Joker, but he wasn't in it as much as I thought he was going to be. And I kind of felt disillusioned by the trailers. In fact, somebody actually got so pissed off. This was somebody in, I think, the United Kingdom, that they tried to sue Warner Brothers because of false advertising, because said that the trailer made it look like the Joker was going to be in it more. But he only had about 20 minutes of screen time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at first, I didn't really care because I was just like, this is a new movie. This is awesome. Blah, 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 blah. And I was just watching it as it happened. So I barely noticed that he was, you know, in that. However, when I went to go see it the second time, some of the scenes were getting a little long. And I'm like, can we just fast forward to Jared Leto as the Joker? Can we get to Harley and the Joker again? Please, you know. Okay, so the first time I went to go see it with Senpai and Jason.
Uh-huh.
Second time I went to go see it with Anna because I took her and Jeff out for her birthday and my birthday, whatever. Third time I went to go see it with my brother, and then that's the third time is when I started getting a little angry.
The second time her brother was there too. I don't know why they went to go.
I'm sorry. Yeah, my brother came with us. The third time I actually went to go see it with my sister and my niece.
I was like, why?
I went to go see it with one of my siblings. That's what it was. Yeah, no. So I took my sister and my niece to see Suicide Squad the third time, and that's when I started to get a little angry.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm like, well, yeah, Jared Leto should have been in it more. What's going on? But then after the fourth time when I saw it with Niza, I realized, you know, I just kind of, like, came to terms with it. It was kind of weird. It was like a breakup. It was weird. I came to terms with it with the fact that, okay, well, this movie is called Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not called Suicide Squad. Oh, hey, here's the Joker.
It wasn't called the Joker.
It's about... The Suicide Squad. It's about Harley Quinn. It's about Deadshot, Enchantress, you know, Captain Boomerang, Katana, Killer Croc. You know, it's about all of them. Excuse me, El Diablo. I forgot the Mexican. I'm sorry.
Oh, I did too. It's okay.
So, like, that's kind of what made me realize, no, this is a good movie. It's not the Joker's movie. Which they should fucking make one, seriously.
I was going to say, they made enough screen time for him to where they could spin off and make
a... Yeah, Jared Leto did state that there is enough deleted scenes where if he died, they could totally make a Joker movie with Jared Leto.
And not only that, obviously the movie theater version, there's alternative endings. There's two different ones, and it's not in the movie theaters.
Yeah.
And we will not have access to that
until the DVD. Yeah, I'm hoping that they come out with a version of Suicide Squad where they do have all the deleted scenes and it is a little bit grittier, because as much as I did like the movie, it kind of gave an unrealistic version of Harley and Joker's relationship. At first, when I first saw it, I was blown away. I was like, oh my god, this is so cute! He actually mutually likes her! You know, he wants to get his girlfriend back, but then, you know, after watching it 3 more times, I'm like, well, this isn't really Harley and Joker. Harley and Joker are in a love-hate relationship. You know, I mean, Harley desperately loves Joker, Joker couldn't give two fucks about her.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but
I mean,
it kind of showed you where she, only... where she got tortured. It kind of showed you that he kind of, there's a love-hate relationship right there.
Kind of.
Yeah.
What was your rating of the movie?
I'm going to give it a 5. 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
Just, Anna? Just because after seeing it for the fourth time, I've come to realize that it's not a Joker movie. It's no, the it's Suicide not. Squad. It's about the Suicide Squad, and I think they nailed it.
Yeah.
What about you, Anna?
Kaylee saw my first reaction to it. I cried.
She cried. She cried several times.
She did tell me about that.
I cried. I can't believe they made it seem like he died. And I was just sitting there and I was like crying. And then when El Diablo talked about his family, I cried. I was like, oh my God, this is so sad.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I just thought it was really sad when she was like,
"For those,
can you bring my pudding back?" And I was like,
for those who don't know, Anna is not the biggest Batman fan, so
DC
she doesn't
at all actually.
So she doesn't understand that when the Joker dies, he always comes back.
Yeah.
So when he supposedly died, she thought he was gone for good.
It hit me right in the feelers, and I was like, "You have no heart."
So was your rating 5?
She cried too, though. So that was the second time she'd watched it, and she cried.
Shut up.
Was that?
It's a 5 out of 5. I became a DC fan after that. I was like, okay.
You guys gave the movie a really high rating. I only gave it a 3.5.
That's because you only saw it once. You
haven't
come to the terms
of it. I saw it twice.
See, we've seen it multiple times, so we have a better understanding of it.
Okay, so my first viewing was a 3.5. I noticed that there wasn't a lot of Joker scenes in it, but I didn't actually enjoy Jared Leto's Joker.
No.
No.
Why not?
I did not.
You're weird.
I thought he did very good.
I just wasn't into it. I was like, oh, Jared Leto as a Joker.
Man. I liked him. I thought he was attractive for...
Man. Fuck yeah, he was.
Compared to all the other Jokers, I thought he was...
No, fuck it!
I'm not...
Shut up!
I don't think any of the other
Heath
Jokers
is
were...
Heath Ledger is rolling in his grave in the ocean.
He might be an attractive person, but
what
he's not an attractive Joker. They were not attractive.
No.
None of the Jokers have been attractive.
Why are you going around leaving all these scars?
That's just my personal
opinion. Jared Leto's... I can say
that Spider-Man's not been attractive.
I think it
well
was a good...
Either,
I don't know. Jared Leto's Joker was... it was, like, costume-wise, was really good. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel the ratchety Joker look.
It's because he didn't have his time to shine.
Yeah.
That could have been
it,
too.
But me, I can go off on a tiny little piece. I'm like a serial killer. I can live off of a moment for
another
years.
Thing that I noticed is that the storyline was lame. To me, anyway. Like, it was...
How was it lame?
I don't know if it was just because we spent a lot of time backstorying the Suicide Squad, but the storyline was...
Well,
it was
basically the storyline was that Superman is dead.
Yeah.
They don't have anybody powerful enough that they can rely on.
Yeah.
And now they know that there's all these weird aliens that can come out and attack them. The point of the movie was actually that they were trying to make metahumans that could stop it if the next Superman
is
a villain.
But it
backed up because they found a Superman and then she became the next villain. And then they took her out.
Yeah, but I wasn't wowed with the storyline. It wasn't...
The music?
The music was good.
The music, I've been... So, I don't know why, but through this break, I've been, like, obsessed with Panic at the Disco again. I don't know why. And then
we were listening
I listened
to Panic
to the,
at the Disco last night.
Yeah, we did.
And then I watched the movie with Kaylee, and I was like, oh my God, my hopes and dreams have came true. Panic at the Disco was in there singing some songs, and I was like...
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I was like, oh my God, Panic at the Disco. And then... Like, just the music in general in the movie was amazing.
Yeah.
I've been obsessed with it, too, and I'm just
I like that,
there.
That gangster song that played when Harley got dropped into the vat of acid.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't wowed. I
was very wowed.
I just wasn't wowed with it. Like, there could have been more... I mean, yes, there was good action scenes, but there could have been better.
The alternative ending, though, is gonna be, apparently, was too, it was too intense, too... non-happy, I guess.
Maybe I'll love it even more director's cut comes out.
Well, one thing that I was kind of... I'll say one thing that I think kind of sucked. I feel like there was an opportunity that was missed here. So, Suicide Squad is about villains who are now acting like heroes. What I think would have been amazing is if Batman played a bigger role in that movie, and he played it more as a villain. like as a menacing like working force
with them.
No, to get
the villain's point of view of
Batman. Of Batman, exactly. Like he is. I mean, they're afraid of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Batman comes out of the shadows and grabs you. That whole scene with Deadshot and the daughter should have been more scary.
Yeah, you know? There should have been more of a reason of why Harley Quinn doesn't like Batman too. And
well, she doesn't like Batman because Joker. He fucks with her puddin'.
Yeah, I know, but there should have been more of that. Like, no, well, they didn't really show well, that they didn't, either.
Again, it's not really Harley's movie, so they had to subside.
But it felt like that. She was a shining character in this movie.
I really liked
it. Yeah, exactly. I loved Harley.
They're gonna come out with a Harley movie. Maybe then they'll expand on that.
Yeah.
But if you watch cartoons like Mad Love, they get into it. The reason why she doesn't like Batman is because she believes that Batman is abusing her puddin'.
Yeah, exactly.
She believes that Batman is too hard on her puddin', so mm-hmm. that's why she's like, fuck Batman, you're hurting my baby.
Yeah, exactly. Her puddin'. But yeah, I just wasn't wild with the storyline.
Did you not like when she took off her thing and was sitting there? I was like, I cried. I was still crying.
Well,
she took off the thing.
But I know the Joker always comes back, so
it
wasn't a surprise to me.
Even if he comes back or not, I thought he could have
died. I knew when she was going to get in that helicopter. I was like, no, they're not going to let Harley leave the squad.
And not only that, they
this thing's gonna go terribly wrong, and she's gonna go back. Like it was predictable. Maybe that was it. Like I wasn't wowed with the story because it was too predictable. Mm-hmm. The Joker and Harley Quinn's relationship.
She was trying to keep it together.
I thought this is cute, but
I do think that she may or may not be pregnant. I still think that she may or may not be pregnant because instead of being like, we had a family or something, she was like, he married me. And I was like, Kaylee.
I know, I remember you said that.
They still might.
She had that dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
The girl who played the Enchantress.
I don't like her. She's
they could have gotten someone more mature looking. She looked like a child. Yeah, she looked like a child.
With like a 40-something-year-old man. She's the girl from Paper Planes or Paper Towns or whatever. And I didn't like her there. I don't like her eyebrows.
Yeah, they
could have liked them.
There's caterpillars on your face.
Yeah, that's like there's too much. Too much. And then they fill it in. Like you need to.
You need to slow down.
Yeah, stop. I don't know.
The Enchantress could have been more menacing. She wasn't too menacing for me. Actually, I thought it was pretty funny when she was moving around like an alien.
She did have kind of like a weird like.
Yeah, she's too stiff.
Like when you in the Matrix, but you hide.
I think Angelina Jolie would have been perfect. For
exactly,
that.
Someone like Angelina.
And I don't even like her.
Yes.
And I don't even
better.
Like her.
Exactly.
So that's how
someone
you know.
Who has the bitch face.
Yeah.
Like
maybe she was like, nah, this shit ain't good. But I did hear that.
You know what? If they would have gotten, I don't know if you guys watch Once Upon a Time, but the Evil Queen in Once Upon a Time would have been a good one.
Yes.
So
Regina.
Yeah, because she plays a good person, but she also she can do with evil.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that would have been a lot better. I just didn't like the actress. I thought she's not that pretty either. She was just bland.
She looks like, Is it? It's Emma Roberts. No, not Emma.
No, Emma Roberts is pretty.
Who is Hermione? What's her name?
Emma Watson. She reminds me of Emma Watson
with thick eyebrows.
She didn't look like Emma Watson to me.
I think Emma Watson is so much prettier.
She is prettier. That's what I'm saying.
Even with thick eyebrows, she would have killed it.
She would have killed it. Why didn't they get Emma Watson? I think that would have been good.
She probably doesn't.
Or fucking even Emma Roberts would have been good.
No,
she's taking a break. Or even like Emma Roberts's aunt could have done it. The girl who played Erin Brockovich. What's her name?
Julia Roberts.
She could.
Oh my god! She called her. She called her Emma Roberts's aunt.
I know, right?
Have we really gotten to the place where nobody knows who Julia Roberts is anymore?
Exactly. No, I do know who she is.
Are we old, Nisa?
I watched Erin Brockovich. I like that movie. That movie is.
I can't believe you were for a while. That's a first for me.
I usually refer to
Julia Roberts' niece.
Yeah, it's one or the other. It's either that one or the other way. But if you gave me one name and I lost the other name, so I was like,
No.
That's Anna.
Yeah,
for
no,
you.
that sums me up.
All right. First shout out we're gonna give to Billy Blaisdell. He is one of my new coworkers at my new job. He became our 200th like on Facebook.
Woo!
So thank you very much, Billy, for that. Our Facebook's not as popping as our Twitter, though. We do get a couple of shout-outs on Twitter.
2,000 followers now on Twitter?
No, we have more than that.
We have 4,000 followers on Twitter.
We're close over to 5,000 now.
Yeah, but our Facebook's not as popping as our Twitter. And it, yeah, probably never will be. Because
Twitter's
mostly,
just Twitter.
Twitter's just Twitter. Like that. Yeah. But, yeah, Billy became our 200th like on Facebook, so thank you for that. It's funny because our 100th like was Bill Lee. And now, right. And now we got it. And now we have a Billy again.
Bill.
Bill. Science guy.
Okay, so that's definitely him.
Another shout out we want to go ahead and give is Cox News Podcast, who gave us a review on their.
Anna.
We did get a review from Cox News Podcast. Jason Cox.
Yeah, Jason Cox. Stop it,
Anna! You're messing up my shout out. Fuck you.
No, you can keep that. I don't even
Jason,
at work at Cox.net, I don't say Cox. I just say C-O-X, and then I mute and giggle. I'm mute.
We all know how old Anna is.
Kidding. Wait, didn't we say three?
Yeah, I thought it was like three.
Three and three quarters. Yeah. She turned four.
Didn't you know? You were there.
Anyway, thank you for giving us a shout out on your podcast. It's very nice to hear someone say that we are very.
He said that we were fucking hilarious, mm-hmm. And then he said that we have good chemistry. Mm-hmm.
Do we now?
Yeah. Well, we've been friends for a very long time. So
apparently, to Kaylee, due to her post, you're her best friend, and we're just good friends. Okay.
Anna felt the burn.
Yeah, I was like, I was reading it, and I was like, well, I'm not going to comment, fucking bitch. But I like it. At first, I was like, I'm just going to accept it and add it to my timeline. I'll see when I'll get
we're
to it to
besties.
Like it. Yeah, I was
we're
just like, besties. I'm not, like, first I felt a sting from Casey over here, and then I'm like, Kaylee, and I'm like, okay.
I mentioned you on it, though. You know who didn't need to mention on that? Senpai. And I felt bad that I didn't mention Senpai, because Senpai liked it.
You lumped me with, like, everybody else.
No, I didn't.
Including Brian. You lumped me with Brian. Like, I love Brian,
but
you lumped
me. To be honest, I met Brian before you.
I know, but you and me, we were closer friends than Brian and you.
Brian and I used to ride the bus together.
Oh, the heat in here. Damn.
I know, but I met Niza through Brian, and me and Niza got closer than Brian and her. Like, yeah. I know they're really close, but I feel like we got closer than that. And that was just that. I guess it wasn't the feeling was not mutual between me and you, but it's okay.
And I was like, this is a one-sided love.
Yeah.
I see.
I was like, first you forget about me and make other plans, and now...
Wait. When did I make other plans with you?
We were supposed to hang out one time, and then we had to reschedule because you forgot about me, and we rescheduled.
You
and
forgot, too.
No, I was... Actually, I didn't even make other plans for that day. The only reason why I had other plans was because after I found out that you forgot about
me,
I was like,
weeks ago.
Okay.
The last time I hung out with you, the plans were
so charismatic,
fine.
And we have great chemistry that we're fighting like fucking cats up in here. You got... I'm gonna start hearing hissy.
Well, I'm glad somebody thinks we're charismatic and we have great chemistry.
He didn't say charismatic. He said that we were hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that we're hilarious and we have great chemistry.
And then we have great chemistry. I don't know why you keep throwing that charismatic out there. He never said
chemistry,
that.
Chemistry.
That we have great chemistry together.
I think it's because we all went to high school and we had to take chemistry and we didn't like it.
Yeah.
Another shout out, Blackout Podcast.
Yes, Blackout Podcast.
They gave us some birthday wishes, so
thank you very, very much.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Said that we were four.
Four.
Said that we were.
Me.
I'm sorry. I was talking about my boobs.
Four.
I actually have three.
She has a uniboob.
No, I actually have three.
Three boobs?
I do.
Oh,
you guys
like,
not know that? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. One, two, and then.
You have a third nipple?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
That is a nipple.
It's got a tit.
Oh my god, you have a third
nipple. It's got a tit, see?
Nuh-uh.
Where are we cutting this out?
For reals. No, we're gonna leave it.
I don't believe
well,
that.
Well, the new things you learn. How long? I mean, does Brian even know about that?
I don't know if Brian knows about
Damn.
That.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
she,
about.
She, like, threw us for a side loop. What the fuck? You have a third nipple?
Wow. Wow.
I think it's a mole.
Yeah, it
it's
like not a mole.
I think
it's a tit.
I think it's a mole.
No, it's not a tit.
Touch it.
Is it sensitive?
Yes. Like, I actually joked with my friends, because I've shown this to people before. I'm like, oh, geez, I wonder if I have a baby, can I go, like, shh, shh. Like, is this one gonna lactate, too? Because, look, no, if you look, it's got a dent.
It's got a, and it goes like this. It doesn't, like, go... At least you don't.
We learned
hair.
A couple things about you today, Frosty. Yeah. You got a third nipple.
And you want me.
Anyway. I'm going to go ahead and end the show now.
Was that all the shout outs we needed to give?
So, yeah, I think so. So okay. Far. If we missed some, we apologize. We'll get to you on the next episode.
Oh, up, and Anna. I guess brought to you by Dutch Bros, because today we had coffee. Yeah.
Woo, that free.
And then we are also on Lyft. If you ever need a Lyft, please use our code The Horror Club.
You can get up to $50 in credits in your Lyft.
It's a first try.
It helps
like a first new membership. Yeah. It's not like for
it helps if you're ever locked in a bathroom with Jared Leto and he's trying to tweak your third nipple.
Or fourth.
Or potentially fourth.
It's there.
It's there.
We're so weird.
No, I'm so weird.
If anybody asks, it's a fucking mole, Kaylee. You don't have to say the truth. You can say the truth to us, but it's a fucking mole.
That's a fucking mole.
No, I like it because I read a book once that said that people who had third nipples used to be suspected of being vampires, and I love vampires. My mom had actually told me once, she's like, do you want to get that removed? I'm like, no, I'm keeping it.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Vampires have their nipples. Anyway, okay, so at this time, I'd like to thank you for your membership to the Horror Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and you can now follow us on Snapchat.
Woo!
Like, comment, and share because we just rough. And if you hated your time with us today,
sorry, we're not sorry.